As I meditated over that, I mean, I know we're named that, and I know we've talked about for years the idea of why we're named that, but do you really think about it that way? I mean, we're not just the painting on the outside of the building. It's like his name on it. I shared that several weeks ago when I saw it happen because of something he had spoken to me about for probably a couple of years. I'll provide the building. He did that. And I'll put my name on it. I never understood what he meant. Well, that's what he meant. Because this ministry of Jesus, where he hung his hat, was on the 61st chapter of Isaiah. And you can see that so clearly when you look at Luke, the 4th chapter. And so we're going to go through it again. We're going to stir ourselves up. We're going to see maybe a couple of things that even in all these years we haven't seen. But most importantly, just making the vision plain so that one that reads can see it. When you think about us being Jubilee, you shouldn't think about us just being a, quote, church. This is a building where people meet. A church is a called out group of people. But the idea is that Jesus continues to minister through people. He is living in you. He's not just there for your benefit. You're his body. He wasn't here for his benefit. He was here for ours, right? Am I talking too fast? Talking too slow? I can get louder if you like. Y'all, tough crowd this morning, Lucille. We should think about things like that. Jesus is living in you. He wants to be ministering, continuing his ministry through you. If you look at Luke, the 4th chapter, as we have many times, again, you can see this plainly. You have the temptation there in the wilderness. It says he comes back in the power of the Spirit. He went to Galilee, and he began preaching to people, and his fame began to go about, being noised about in the whole region. So he didn't come out from the temptation in the wilderness and just go straight to Nazareth. He went out, and he started preaching all around the region. And when he got to Nazareth, it said he went to his hometown, as was his custom. Jesus, in his ministry, was directed by his Father. There were specific things that he did. And this says, as was his custom. Here's the way Jesus conducted his ministry. All during the week, he did all kinds of different things in different places, like the feeding of the 5,000. However, on the Sabbath, he would go into a synagogue, wherever he was being led, directed, or was at the time, as a traveling rabbi going all around the nation of Israel there. In this case, he was up in Galilee. He would go into a synagogue. He would have delivered to him the scroll from Isaiah. And he would find this place. And the reason he did that is because he was announcing who he was to people. He was telling people, this is who I am. This is what I've come to do, and if you receive this, wonderful things are going to happen to you. And that's exactly what happened all around the region, so much so that people were talking about him everywhere. Yet when he went to Nazareth, he did the same thing. He went through the same thing. This is his ministry, the Jubilee of God, to announce the year of God's favor, his delight, his pleasure. He was there to do that and to fulfill it. And as we've said so many times, we're not just talking about Leviticus 25. That's a wonderful thing. But the ram's horn is replaced by the singing and the praising and the lifting the hands and blessing the name. The ram's horn didn't have all of the notes and all of the music and all of the songs that were going to come as people begin to be set free and praise God. And it's wonderful to get your lands back. It's wonderful to be restored, your family be restored to you. It's wonderful to get out of the bondage of servitude that you might have had to put yourself into. That's all great. But what Jesus was announcing was on a whole other level. What he was doing was changing the epoch of time forever. And I say that so many times because I love it. You know, there was BC and now there's AD. Even the world can't help but recognize what the Son of God did. Even the people that say they don't believe in him, even the people that scoff at Christians still are walking around in a world that recognizes that there was a time before and now there's a time after. Hallelujah. Somebody should have gotten excited. It's wonderful. So he comes in and he stands up to read. And he reads, "The Spirit of the Lord, Ruach Adonai Yahweh, Ale Yayan Misa Yahavati. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to what? Proclaim, pronounce, preach glad tidings. To preach glad tidings to the Pitokos. Pitokos. Anybody remember this word? You've heard it before. I looked up 43 translations. All 43 of them say poor. Problem is, in our society, when we say poor, we think of finances.